I just wondered, what is the latest news out there about the horse?
Well, actually, there's, you heard the veterinarian's report that the government hired to come in here?
You mean Dr. O. Adams?
Yes, uh-huh. And then there has been some different people in investigating since then. And there was, a week ago Sunday, there were some people here from April who felt that the hide was as if it had been tanned. But other than that, it's just people just keep coming to watch, to look at the horse. And Life magazine was just here all afternoon and evening. The lady just left.
Well, what about the horse?
Still don't have any answer.
Is the horse still on the ground?
Yes, it's still there.
Isn't it putrefied?
Well, it never did smell. This is another odd thing about it. It never had the odor of a dead animal. This is something else odd about. Mostly the hide and the hair hasn't slipped like it should have. I mean, it's more like it's been tanned.
Now, Mrs. Lewis, how many times have you ever seen an animal that's been dead 30 days or 40 days?
Oh, quite often, because I was raised on a horse and cattle ranch.
And you've seen them dead for long periods of time?
Oh, yes, and I was raised in the mountains up there where you see dead deer quite often.
And so you felt that there was something funny about this animal?
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. Oh, it was cut absolutely from right into the bone, and then the head and neck looked like it'd been dead for years.
What I'm talking about the rest of the carcass itself. Now, have you talked to any other pathologist about the innards, you know, the abdomen part? Did anybody tell you that there should have been, you know, intestines and things of this nature?
The veterinarian here said that in a month's time this shouldn't have been gone. There is a horse out here on the game refuge that the manager and one of the employees found the other day that they know has been dead, so a year. So they opened and looked, and they said the organs are still recognizable, however they're dried up and shriveled up to nothing, but they are recognizable in the horse.
They've
been eaten out by coyotes. They also opened the brain cavity, and there was still substance in there. And they know this horse has been dead a year.
Well, this is really something.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting, and they were going to take pictures and mail this information to Dr. Condon's office. Now, I haven't talked to them the last few days. I don't know if they've done this, but they were going to.
Mrs. Lewis, I found a picture of you in the Sunday Times of New York City.
Oh, really?
Yes, and you were right next to the horse. And I'm just wondering if there's a possibility of getting any picture that you might have in your possession. Even a print will make the negatives out of it, of the horse or of you around it, you know? Things that, like that.
I don't know why we were very foolish. We didn't take any pictures of us at all. We did take pictures of the NICAP team working near the horse.
What about the horse itself?
And we have several pictures of the horse that the Drillman Seacom has that I've written for the negatives, and I haven't received them back. But I'm sure they will return them.
If you get any kind of photographs or things of that nature, would you send them along to us? We've also written a letter to the Pueblo Chieftain for any photographs or any articles that they've written, you know, knowing that you do some writing there yourself.
Well, I did, but I've been so busy on the horse deal the last 5 weeks, I haven't been able to do my job at all for it.
Have you had any other strange sightings out there?
Oh, yes. In the last 3 weeks, people have been calling me about what they're seeing, and we took a correspondent from the newspaper out last Saturday night, and we saw this object on the ground and watched it a while, and
object on the ground?
Some businessmen had to take the bar pin here about a week ago, or 10 days ago. One was right in the highway outside of town here, and it just keeps going on, you know, these saucer sightings.
You saw something, you yourself saw something on the ground?
We certainly did.
From what distance?
About 3 miles, it was a beam object that swung in an arc, and then it got big and real bright, and then it would go down real little to a little red dot, and it would travel fast. I don't know what it was, because it certainly wasn't natural phenomena.
What about when I was on the ground? What did it look like, and did you have binoculars?
We did have binoculars, and, it would be real bright lighted and get real big, and then it would swing this beam of light in an arc around on both sides.
there in that area?
No, not in the area where, and this is the area below the horse. For some odd reason, that most of the sightings are in that area.
Let me ask another question. What about the maggots that were supposedly present in the other horse? Didn't you say something on the order that the maggots on the, the horse, the Snippies, were dead and the maggots on the other one were alive?
That is correct. I had told the NICAP team when they came, they said, wonder why the maggots have died on here. And I said, well, they froze. It's been below freezing at night here. But when we went on to the other horse later, they were alive and working very strong.
How far away?
Knocked that theory in the head.
How far away was that?
It's about 3 miles southwest of Snippy's body.
How about the altitude? About the same?
Same altitude.
Is there anything else that you might have to say?
No, I have heard nothing from any of the tests or analysis, and this I don't understand because they promised NICAP took many pictures and slides of the strange cracks and holes and all this, and they promised to send us a set of the pictures and the results of tests. We have had absolutely nothing out of them, except government put out some reports that were in distinct disagreement with the facts.
Which ones would you say those were? Circle of 75 feet was black?
No, north, southeast of the horse there, about 70 feet from the horse, there were these black smudge marks that looked like car exhaust was shot on the ground.
Yes.
Oh, some of them were 10 inches, some of them 18 inches across.
All round?
They were not exactly round, no. They were not, you know, completely.
Did they make a circular mark? Did they go around the circle?
Well, no, about every few feet. Black spots.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were, 4 to 5 feet apart, some of them a little further. But when people stood on the biggest of these spots all around there, the people formed a circle.
Right. 75 feet across.
That is correct.
Now, why didn't you pick up some of that black material yourself and save it?
I have some in my trunk of my car right now.
Is there?
I sure do.
Let me ask you a question. If you went down to the drugstore and got yourself a little vial, or if you had one at home, would you mind sending us some?
I will do it.
Will you, really?
I have a little bit in a plastic bag that I took the first week after the horse was killed. And it's still in the trunk.
If you'll send us some of it, you don't have to send us all. I want you to keep some of it. Because I think you should have kept some of that for your own, for your own self. But we'd like to have any portion of it that you'll send us.
All right.
Anything that you have that you would like, you wouldn't mind sharing with us. We'll pay for anything.
A little bit of that name that left a mark on my hand, or at least I found it in the bush where I first found it. I'm sure it's the same name. I could put a little of that in.
Fine. Hey, secondly, I read in that Sunday paper that you found a piece of material about the size of a chicken liver and about the same shape. And when you broke it open, some greenish, light green material came out of it. Is that right?
That is correct. And this same green paste is on the ground around the horse.
How much of it?
Well, it's a thin coating, but it's a bright apple green, a beautiful green.
Right.
And it is not mold.
You don't have any of that?
Well, I can get some. I mean, it's still around the horse.
Well, we would appreciate anything you can do for us in that respect. And we're doing everything we can to break this mystery as much as we can anyway, and we're willing to help you if you're willing to help us a little bit.
I would like to get some of this to someone who would truthfully give me a report on it. I'm sure the government has no intentions of giving out any report.
All right, I'll tell you what we do. We intend to do something with it. We'll see what we can do about a chemical analysis.
I would like to send you a piece of the hide. There have been some gentlemen look at it and say it is like it has been tanned in a tannery. So I would like to put a piece of hide in.
Okay. I'm just wondering, though, if the chemical processes of keeping that animal out there for such a long time in a dead state wouldn't change the hide to a darkness.
Well, it isn't dark, but it is has a pliability, and the hair hasn't slipped.
I see.
In other words, it's like you'd had it tanned.
Huh.
Which a number of people seem to find real strange.
Maybe
I don't
so.
Know enough about something like that. I've never paid any attention.
I don't either, but we can find out somebody that does.
So I've seen lots of dead animals that I never even thought of touching the hide or noticing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but there have been several that say, well, this is just like it's been canned. And the hair has not slipped on it like it should.
There you
go. This other horse over there, all the hair has slipped off all around the head and shoulders and off of the hide.
Is that right? And no.
With my horse, it has not.
And no tanning on it?
No, I didn't touch it, but it doesn't look like it.
Mm-hmm. But who were the labs that were doing the analysis?
Avro took tests, and they said Westinghouse, back east. I forget where, was going to do these tests. And then the NICAP took tests, but they were hired by Condon's office in Boulder, and they said they would have to turn everything over to them.
Well, that's unfortunate.
This is a liver thing that has the green paste in it. When NICAP was down here, one of the men found the end of it in the top of a bush. A Captain Dick Cable from NORAD found it, and he said it would be turned over to Condon's office. Now, I'm definitely sure that would have an answer because there was still some of the green substance or paste substance in this end. It was dried up, but there was enough that could be analyzed, I'm sure. And I'm sure it would give an answer. But how am I going to get it out of the government? Well, they have come out with distinct lies.
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like you're about right because if they've already made remarks to the effect that there was no black marks around there, and you know that there was...
Well, hundreds of people saw them.
I know, but as what I'm saying, it's consistent with your ideas. How are you going to believe whatever they say later on?
They said a number of things that were distinctly wrong. There was no blood around that horse, or no tracks. There was this strong medicine odor. Not unpleasant, but very strong. And I heard the government man on a broadcast, and he was saying... They asked him what the smell was, and if the horse had a throat cut in mercy, which was his stupid explanation. And he said, well, he said the blood was probably there, but they didn't see it. And the smell, he said, was probably thistles. Well, there aren't any thistles in the pasture.
And you smell...
They don't around thistles. They do not smell. this is so infuriating. They have given out these lies. And I mean, it just makes you so mad you can't stand it. They didn't come in to investigate. They came in to repudiate.
No, hey, what'd you say?
They came in here to intimidate and call people liars instead of investigate.
And now, do you feel this is true of the Condon Group also?
I'm speaking of the Condon Group only.
All right, now.
The CAP team was very courteous and very thorough and very nice. But they were hired by Condon's office.
Now,
all the information they took back went to Condon's office.
Are you under the impression that the NICAP group has surrendered the materials to a Westinghouse laboratory?
No, the APRO group said they were sending theirs to Westinghouse Laboratory.
Do you know who's doing it for NICAP?
They were giving it to Condon's office.
All the way to Condon.
They've been hired by him. They said they would have to turn everything over to him that they took back.
That's where they made their mistake.
Well, or I made mine.
Well, the thing about it is that the NICAP group should have never surrendered their whole, the complete propriety to anything that they found.
Well, I don't know that they did, but they did tell me. I said, when will I know the results? They said, we will have to turn everything over to Dr. Condon's office since we were hired by him.
That sounds like a surrender.
And they wouldn't know when I would know the results. In fact, he said, it might even be a year before they get all their tests made.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure glad that Apple got something in there.
Well, they got some, but I've never heard a word from them.
Well, it takes time. It takes time to run these tests. Then you have to evaluate them besides, you see.
Well, I'm real anxious when they knew that, but they've never let me know anything.
Well, the state of Ohio has...
Maybe my attitude about the government is wrong, but I don't think so. Because, you see, they tried to say we were lying, and I asked them to give me a lie detector test, and they refused.
At what point did the that suggest you were lying?
Well, he said that the tracks were probably there and we didn't see them. The blood was there and we didn't see it. We were smelling thistles, not something else. There are no black marks. He said there were none. There definitely is. These kind of things I don't understand.
And you did volunteer a lie detector test?
I certainly did.
You've got nerve.
What?
I said you've got a lot of nerve.
I was telling the truth, sir, and I'd be glad if anybody will give me one, because not only I, but my husband and my older brother are not people who go around lying.
And you all volunteered again?
Absolutely.
Very good.
And I still do. And the Life magazine representative was here today, and I asked her to see if she could make arrangements to see that I was given one and not have a government investigator read it, though. Some reliable person to read it.
Right.
Not connected with the government.
Some neutral person.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've given us quite a bit to think about here.
Well, I'll probably end up in the rock pile or
no, you won't.
The government. But I am telling the truth, and they're not.
That's right.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. This is what they've done. What the government office did.
But this...
And I'm sure they only go in to get the evidence and whatever they can get, and so they can turn around calling you liars, and they try to get away with anything you've got.
Well, it seems that way anyway. Maybe there's a reason, but I don't quite fathom it.
I wouldn't have believed it 2 months ago. I just wouldn't have believed it myself. But I do now.
All right. In other words, now, from the, there has been no further development as far as the horse is concerned. Nobody else has taken another pathological test of it?
Not that I know of.
What about this anonymous pathologist?
I've heard nothing from him other than the first call where I said it would be 3 weeks at least before he could get his cultures made. And I have never heard another thing from him.
I know. But you do know him, though.
Well, I thought I knew him. He gave me this name. Then someone mailed me a picture of some scientist, and I think it's his picture, and it's a different name than what he gave me.
Is that right?
So there you are. I guess he didn't give me his name in the first place.
Are you afraid of giving us the scientist's name?
Well, I promised him I would not.
Oh, that's right, too.
But he said he wouldn't give me the results of the test.
Oh, boy.
But he exists, and I could get you at least folks in Alamosa who could tell you they listened to it all. Of reputable people who could tell you all he said and who watched him do it.
I see. There were about 20 of you, weren't there?
Yes. There were 6 college students whose names I don't have there that night, but I have at least 12 names that I could get.
There is a photograph you should have taken.
Yes, he wouldn't let me take a photograph.
Oh, that's right, too. Anonymous again.
Yes.
Right, I see. Well, I think we've learned a heck of a lot. The more you talk, the more we seem to get.
Well, we just haven't learned anything. We're right where we were at the beginning.
Yes, I realize.
Still going to see the horse. I still receive a lot of calls, a lot of mail that I've been unable to answer at all. I haven't got any homework done, and it just keeps going on, and yet we still don't have any more answers than we have.
Now listen, and we haven't got any answers yet, and we've seen a lot of things, and we've heard a lot of stories, and so don't expect answers so quickly. You're impatient.
Yes, I'm very impatient. That's true, I guess.
Yes, it's true. All right, then, I'll tell you what now. You promised us some things, and we're going to hold you as an honorable person to those promises, or we'll pester the heck out of you.
Well, I am not going to put it with my stack of stuff. You won't believe me, but I have got a huge dish can full of letters and addresses. I will tape it up here by the phone, and that way I can't get mixed up.
Fine, because we've made 3 telephone calls out there, and each one of them is a costly thing. And we're very, very happy to have talked to you tonight, and I hope to hear from you again very soon.
Well, I appreciate your interest, and your interest in the truth.
Okay, then. Thank you very much, Mrs. Lewis.
Thank you.
And good night, and we do appreciate that.
Good night, and thank you.
Good night.